The reading tonight is from Psalms 40. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me the firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you planned for us. No one can recount to you. Were I speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you do not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Do not withhold your mercy from me, O God, O Lord. May your love and your truth always protect me. For troubles without number surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my heart falls within me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help. May all who seek to take my life be put to shame and confusion. May all who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace. May those who say to me, aha, aha, be appalled at their own shame. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation always say, the Lord be exalted. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. O my God, do not delay.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning at verse 31. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered a sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
We have heard the stories of people who, despite horrible suffering, endured and stayed strong. We have wondered at the perseverance that some people displayed in truly challenging circumstances. We have looked up to people who have borne sickness and difficult medical predictions with heroism. But most of us are not like that. No, we despair when circumstances overwhelm us, when our life takes a turn for the worse. The physical and the mental then are often linked. When we are in pain and discomfort, we are also mentally and spiritually affected. And when our spirits are down, our bodies respond. Maybe physically and spiritually downcast, we descend into a miry bog of despair. Psalm 40, today's psalm, speaks into a situation like this when we feel lost and with little hope. And then we cry to God. We do not rely on our own strength, do not channel our inner resistance to overcome. We are not fully self-reliant. And the Bible says that this is not a miserable position, but rather our reaching out in hope. For while our own strength may get us through some rough patches, in the end it will fail. Relying on God enables us to look beyond ourselves so that we are not dependent on achieving everything ourselves. And by leaning on God, we draw comfort and strength from beyond ourselves. We are loved, we are valued, we are held. From the miry bog of our self-pity, from the struggles of our own self-worth, we are lifted upon a firm and secure rock. And God can put a song in our mouth, even if there seems little to sing about. To that we and countless faithless throughout the ages have been witnesses. Whenever we are afraid, we can trust in God. Whenever we are weak, we can be strong in the strength of the Lord. God is for us, God loves us, God cares for us. The faithful have experienced this throughout time, and we too have known the comforting presence of God. In times of darkness that may sometimes be hard to grasp, God may seem far away, remote even, but God is still there for us and is not absent. And so as we cling to God, we hope that again we can tell of God's deliverance in the congregation, that God will lift us up again as God has done previously to us and so many others. We hope that we will experience God's steadfast love again, that God's faithfulness will be with us even now. We have nowhere else to go, for you alone, O God, have words of life. We know we are accepted by you, for in Jesus, God declared solidarity with us humans. In Jesus, God looked at our inconsequential life and embraced us in love. Declaring our need for God, therefore, is not about giving up, but rather real hope, real affirmation of all our life with all its small and large failures and successes, with its pain and joy. And it is not hope just for this life, but for life beyond death. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.